Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mayor of Chicago, Dick. There he is, Eddie Pinheiro.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Is the kicking conundrum over? I certainly hope so. You are tuned in, to a Built for Tough Bears Monday on the Score. And Mac, we had some victory chicken from Joe's Seafood, Prime Steak, and Stone Crab. They got a cocktail hour in the bar and lounge Monday through Friday, 2 to 5, featuring food and drink specials.
Food.
Between $5 and $7. It's the hidden gem on the menu. Joe's Fried Chicken features a half chicken dredged in seasoned flour and then dipped in egg wash in a secret cracker meal coating before being deep fried to a golden crisp. Go to joes.net.
It's the perfect breading. It really is. It's there, but it's not dominant.
That's right.
Yes.
And they are going to be providing victory chicken whenever the Bears win.
Bears are going to have, we're going to have it again next Tuesday after the Redskins game, I do expect.
Yes? Come in hungry.
Oh, yeah, because they have a kicker now, Eddie Money.
Eddie Money, you like that one?
No, not really.
We don't like that one?
Okay. I don't, but I don't care. I'm glad the guy's making kicks. He's 4 for 4 in field goals this year.
Yep.
He hasn't missed a point after. So
they've only had one.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. See, half full, half empty.
All right. I'm just facts. You know,
he has been near perfect. He's been perfect. Right.
He has been perfect. He duck hooked that extra point in the preseason game, which gave a little bit of cause for concern. He is a guy who came up in warm weather, Florida guy. So we still have to see how he does in November and December along the lakefront in Chicago. But I think it's safe to say that the Bears will be sending a 7th-round compensatory pick to the Raiders, because if he's on the roster for 5 games, they have to give up that draft pick. I feel like it's safe to say he'll be here at least 3 more games.
Yes, I think he'll be here 3 more games, and I don't know if they've solved their kicking problem, but they at least have put it on hold for now. It's on the back burner. I'm glad that it is, too. But, you know, for how long? Because you don't know. Because points are going to be at a premium this year for this offense, it appears.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. It definitely bought him some goodwill. I think the players on the team like him. He has a little bit of swag to him.
They like him because he made it.
Yeah, but I remember Tariq Cohen saying when there was a kicking competition, he said, you know, there's one of the guys that has a little bit of swag and flair to him. I'm not going to say who it is because there's a competition still going on. But, you know, the guy, he talks a little bit of trash. He walks the walk. Like he carries himself like he thinks he's going to make it.
Okay, good.
I'm just saying, for whatever that's worth, the kid has some confidence. And our teammate over at WBBM, I'm sure many of you have heard this call yet, but in case you haven't, here is Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer.
Gales on the ball, O'Donnell the hole from the right hash, angle to the left, good placement, boot by Eddie Pinheiro, kick to the uprights, and the kick is good for the win. Pinheiro with the De Niro kick to send Denver down as time expires. Bears 16, Denver 14, they escape with the victory on the road. Rarely done here in Denver in the first 2 weeks of the season. Bears are 1-1, fade to black.
What do we think? Pinheiro, De Niro.
Yeah. Okay.
Pinheiro with the De Niro kick.
With the money kick? Is that the literal translation for De Niro money?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure it's not dollars?
No.
You guys love it or like it?
Because you wouldn't call him Eddie Dollars. Does De Niro mean money or does it mean dollars? Tanny, I know you're as American as the next guy, but
I think you just blew my mind with that question. I lived my whole life thinking it was money.
It's money. It's money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it was the literal translation.
Okay. Then that's perfect. I'd put it on a bus card if I were BBM.
I got to be honest. I was impressed with it. I was mad at myself for not thinking about it. That, you know, it's cheesy. It's a little cliche.
You think?
But it's a newspaper headline.
Yes, it is. Peoria Mets, sponsored by Velveeta.
Yeah, right. Of course. It's cheesy, but it's a network broadcast. I, let's put it this way. I hadn't considered it ahead of time. I hadn't given it one second of thought.
Well, you never thought you'd ever live to see a Bears kicker make one like that again after last year's.
With the De Niro kick!
That's right. Ugh. You know, it makes your skin crawl a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
It does. I agree.
But
I
mean, you guys love it or like it?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't like it.
First time since 2015.
You like it? I don't like it.
All right. Mac votes he doesn't like it.
Well, and I guess the second longest with time expiring in the last seconds, Paul Edinger has the record of, I think, a 54-yarder with 2 seconds left.
They'll need to break that this year the way it's going.
No kidding. They don't have any more dates in altitude, do they?
Good
I don't
Lord.
Think so.
So, Pinheiro, first time since 2015, right? A kicker has made a couple of 50-plus yarders for the Bears, so you got to go back to Robbie Gould.
Yep.
So there it is. It's been 4 years since a Bears kicker did what Eddie Pinheiro did yesterday.
I suspect they're going to need more of that. And it's 1 week at a time. Boy, more than we thought we were going to be looking at, right? I mean, I don't think anybody expected week two, regardless of what we saw in the opener, to be an easy date in Denver. It never is in September. Guys aren't in great shape yet. They haven't been asked to go bell to bell but 1 week, if in fact they were tested to the limit in their openers. But I don't think anybody was expecting it to be a grind like it appears it's going to be. Now, who knows? Maybe a week from tonight, something magical happens and Mitchell Trubisky is the reason I wouldn't bet on it, but you know, we can hold out some hope. Right now, everybody who's listening to us thinks they're going to need this kicker to do that a lot.
Yes, and they are winning in spite of their quarterback, and they're going to be playing the ball possession, time of possession, field position game that Bears teams have been playing literally our entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready for something new, I'll be perfectly honest. So if I'm if I sound depressed after a win, that's why.
Well, it is. It's a feeling of resignation is what it is, because, you know, you've seen this movie in your young life. Every time they've been really good in the 21st century, it has been offense that held them up from getting a Super Bowl, either getting to one or winning one.
Yeah, but at least earlier in my life when these things have happened, it's felt like the Bears were at least within the majority of the rest of the league. It's like, okay, yeah, they don't have a franchise quarterback like the Packers do with Favre or Rodgers, but most teams don't. Man, in 2019, everybody's got a quarterback who can move the ball. Josh Allen was cutting up the Giants. Kyler Murray was cutting up the Ravens on the road. Lamar Jackson looks incredible.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the Cardinals and Ravens, because that didn't make its way onto one of my screens yesterday. And I can read box scores, and they are impressive. And you know what Lamar Jackson has done in 2 weeks, pretty damn incredible. I haven't witnessed it with my own eyes other than seeing highlights last night before the NBC game kicks off. I heard somebody on this radio operation today singing the praises of Jackson as though, man, it was weird. It's John Feinstein. I don't know if you heard his Sports Minute. But
I don't think so.
It was really weird. I don't know if he was all over Jackson when he was coming out of college. But anyways, just give me a read on him. Should the rest of the AFC be taking notice of the Ravens because of their quarterback?
Yes, it is. It's wildly exciting to watch. How sustainable it is, I'm not sure. The first game's against Miami. Clearly, that's an aberration opponent for everybody. That you're gonna, those are your get-right games. Those stats are going to be inflated.
For the record, his numbers against the Dolphins were way better than Tom Brady's were yesterday.
That's right. He did something yesterday that has never been done by an NFL quarterback in a regular season game ever. And that is throw for 250 yards and run for 120. Kaepernick did it in a playoff game. It's never.
Yeah, Cap rushed for, I think, 174 against the Packers.
Yep. It's never been done in a regular season game. Lamar Jackson did it yesterday against Arizona. He's got 7 touchdowns, no picks, and is completing 72% of his passes. The efficiency, the willingness to throw the deep ball. He had this play. There was less than 5 minutes left in the game. It was third and long, and, you know, figure conservatives get tackled in bounds, keep the clock running, pin Kyler Murray deep. They were out around like their own 40 something yard line, and he just drops back and drops in a dime 40 yards down the field right into the breadbasket. Perfect catch, third down conversion, seals the game.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mr. Parkins, as Norm Van Leer would say, I'll tell you what, it's September, and I get it that nobody gets crowned anything in September, but the Cleveland Browns had better win a ball game tonight against a team that's missing its starting quarterback. The Jets will not have Sam Darnold tonight because with the Ravens starting 2-0 and the news out of Pittsburgh that Roethlisberger, and the Steelers are 0-2, and Roethlisberger's out for the year, and I think he should walk away completely. It'd be a great time, wouldn't it? Boomer's told us last hour, I don't think he wants to go out. He may not want to, but that might not be a bad idea. I mean, the Ravens can really put some distance between themselves right out of the chute here. The Browns need to win this thing. This is a lousy opponent. I know they got to go on the road to get it, but they need to win this thing tonight.
Yeah, Ravens were my pick in the division. I bet them at over 8.5 wins.
We talked about that. I thought that was a good buy, just without even knowing their roster real well. I mean, I knew about a couple of losses they had, but with just first blush reaction, John Harbaugh is going to win 9 games most years.
Yeah, and it just... I like that they were zigging when everyone else was zagging by relying on the running game, putting their quarterback, making him move and all that. But Lamar Jackson, it's unconventional. Like, he still will drop down and have some three-quarter arm deliveries, but so does Pat Mahomes.
Yes, he does.
You know, so it's a new era for that. We can't
perfect
be,
spiral too.
Right. We can't be grading these guys by like their Peyton Manning-esque mechanics, but Kyler Murray did something that hasn't been done since Cam Newton, which is start an NFL career with 200-300-plus yard passing games. And Lamar Jackson did something that's never been done in the regular season. That game was just, it was crazy exciting. And I'll say, Cliff Kingsbury, I know you're rooting against him. There were multiple times in that game when I was watching, and I was like, whoo, that was a nice little play design.
Yeah.
Like, just little creativity, a lot of misdirection.
You're right. I don't know anything about Cliff Kingsbury, but it's the Cardinals' decision why they kind of went after him to just sort of fall in line like everybody else. So it's an organizational thing that makes me want to see Kingsbury fall on his ass. I do want that. That would be good for me.
They throw the ball down the field. You know I love that. There's a ton of misdirection. The David Johnson touchdown. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's how you run in near the goal line. They had guy in motion. He's out of the shotgun. Read option. He sets the edge, and both defenders go at him, and David Johnson walks in untouched to the end zone. But, hey, we're burying the lead here. We asked you to grade Joniak's call of Eddie Pinheiro.
Pinheiro with the De Niro kick!
So I apologize for delaying and getting
to
this.
Oh, you want me to grade it?
Well, No, you've already done that.
Yeah.
But now
I love everything all my coworkers do.
But on Latino Mix 93.5, Hector Lozano, Omar Ramos, and Carlos Mendez, they put their own spin on Pinheiro De Niro.
No lo hubieran tocado a Allen Robinson y se estira el reloj.
Exactamente.
Pero es la noción y la eso que tienes, ¿no? Bueno, Eddie Pinheiro está perfecto el día de hoy de 40-52. Aquí va a venir el intento con el juego, en el juego que está en su pierna derecha. Va a venir de 53 yardas. ¡Y es bueno! ¡Tiempo bueno por parte de Eddie Pinheiro! Y los Chicago Bears se alzan con la victoria. Por 16-14, primera victoria de la temporada para el equipo de Matt Nagy. Señores, vamos a la pausa y volvemos con más a través de Latino Mix.
Why does it always sound more exciting? It's not as good as like some of the World Cup goal calls where they're like Jim Cornelison
repeating goal.
Yeah, it's like Cornelison with the anthem. It's like, how are you holding your breath this long? It's remarkable. But they always sound more exciting.
And that that broadcast is available over the air in Chicago somewhere, Danny, or is it where?
Yeah, Danny had the call letters. Yeah, 93.5 here locally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spanish language broadcast.
Latino Mix. He even nailed the out cue, the Senator break in the out cue, like in the midst of the excitement. He's like, boom, back after the break here on Latino Mix.
That's what I thought.
All right. I wasn't sure how he ended
That's not my guy, John Morales, by the way, is it, John?
No, Lozano, Ramos, and Mendez.
Okay.
On the call for Pinheiro De Niro. Texters are calling him Eddie Money, Mac. You might have to get on board with Eddie Money as the nickname.
I don't care what we call him. It just doesn't matter to me.
Much rather have us not have to worry about a nickname for right. our kicker.
I'm just delighted they have a guy who kicks it between the big yellow things. Uprights, I believe they're called. I love it that he can do that.
Where does he rank in terms of Bears offensive players? Oh, Allen Robinson, 1. Eddie Money, 2. David Montgomery, 3. Or do we give Montgomery 2?
I don't know. He's got their points, right?
Khalil Mack's a better offensive player.
Yeah. He can create more offense.
Well, yeah, you know what? Since the defense is out there for so much of the afternoon, I don't want Khalil Mack or any other defenders gassing themselves further by playing offense. They're already overtaxed. 20 extra plays for the defense.
They're remarkably good, though, man.
Yeah, they are. They get after it.
Right?
It's our boys.
Well, because I didn't think that was a lack of conditioning. It was just you played too much in one game. Anyone would be tired in the altitude,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, just because the first 50 minutes of the game, they were totally fine. And then at the end, it's like, oh, wow, Roquan Smith is sucking wind.
You know, when you rush the passer 50 times or more, he had 50 throwing attempts yesterday. So that's a lot of getting off the snap. I mean, that's a lot of work. And I have no conditioning issues. I don't think it was a conditioning thing. They were dead.
I'm normally against using timeouts on defense because I think you want to save them in one possession games like that for clock management at the end. But it was the right decision by Matt Nagy. You can't let that fourth down happen with Khalil Mack being on your bench.
Well, you'd rather not. Aaron Lynch does a nice job, though. I don't think there's been a precipitous decline when Khalil Mack takes a snap or two off to catch his breath and 99 plays. He's around the ball. I thought the best thing, Khalil Mack had a sack yesterday. But
when he was blocked by a tight end and a tight end only.
He also had a pass breakup that was a really good demonstration of why you watch tape. He saw that they ran a lot of middle screen, and he was absolutely ready for that for Freeman.
Well, and, I mean, he probably collected 40 yards worth of holding penalties.
Yeah, those are almost as good as sacks. I mean, they don't lose the down, but distance-wise, it puts them in a jam.
Yeah, don't hurt the quarterback, but they certainly hurt the left tackle's confidence and give Mark Schlereth something to get mad about.
Schlereth. Stink.
A big concern is Matt Nagy willing to commit to a running game? Did that question get answered in the affirmative yesterday? We'll get into it next on The Score.
Mayor of Chicago, Dick. There he is, Eddie Pinheiro.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many times were you held today?
Oh, man. Who knows? I look back at the film.
How deflating was that, getting that touchdown late?
And it kind of reminded me of something similar.
Kyle's interception there.
Man. He know how to make plays, man. He's a baller, man.
How massive is what happened at the end?
Man, Eddie P, you know what I'm saying? Birthday, man. He came out and nailed that. That's how you want to play ball, man.
In your contract, you probably got a nice seat on the plane, right? You're giving it to Eddie on the way home.
I don't even know if I got a nice plane seat, to be real with you. But he can sit in that he wanted.
Now, look here. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
Khalil Mack. Casual, liberal use of the F word.
Yeah, he doesn't say many words, and even less of those can make it to the air.
Is that a thing that NFL players get good seats on airplanes because of their contracts?
I didn't know that to be the case. They have a caste system even when they're in the air?
I had never heard of such a thing. Like Eddie Pinheiro's in the back, Khalil Mack's in the front.
Well, yeah, I mean, Khalil probably can be last one to get on if he's in the front, first one off. That's a little perk. It sounded like he didn't even think it was a perk at the end. He's like, I guess I have one of the good seats, but he can have my seat. You can say, I guess you could call that a good seat.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when he's so weird, they're all big individuals, so it'd just be really weird if only some of them got really nice, like, first-class seats, and then the other guys are back in coach, like, at Southwest.
I hope the Bears have graduated in the last 10 years. I've not talked in several years, probably been almost 10, about anybody in the organization about how their accommodations are. I want to believe that everybody is treated like first class on the airplanes, and that it's a really, really, really nice charter.
I'm sure
it
is.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I would be very surprised.
That wasn't always the case. I mean, they have flown head coaching candidates in this century to Chicago in coach.
Well, hey, probably not a good idea.
As soon as you prove you're better than Ditka, we won't fly you, coach.
This hour brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors. Create a happier, healthier home with Marvin Windows and Doors. Visit Marvin.com.
Are you kidding me?
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Big Ten West champion Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Michigan State Saturday at 11. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. All right. Do you think Matt Nagy proved that he is willing to commit to the run?
For one game, yes. I don't know if I have any. I don't have any reason to believe that this is going to be something he will stick with. I think this was game planned specifically for the opponent and playing on the road in the altitude or elevation, whichever you prefer. I don't think that he is going to be ground Matt down the road. I would not expect that to be the case.
No, I don't think he's going to be ground Matt down the road. Nice play on words there. I enjoyed that. But I think he always would prefer.
Nice play on words.
To pass the ball rather than run the ball.
Yeah.
That's the era of the NFL. But I'm just saying when the situation calls for it, like when your quarterback's awful or it's a one possession game, he did not do that against Green Bay in week one. They threw the ball 30 times in a row.
They only had one rush in the second half of that game.
Right. Yesterday, the situation called for it, and he committed to it. One game? Absolutely. One game off of a game where everyone said that he needs to do it, and he agreed? Sure. But I did think that was at least progress and that it showed a willingness. I mean, you had David Montgomery outsnap Mike Davis 27-15. You saw David Montgomery get 18 carries. They gave the ball to Tariq Cohen. Not enough, but they at least gave him the ball.
Tariq Cohen only on the field for about 37% of the Bears' snaps yesterday. Yeah.
We knew that touches for Tariq Cohen were going to come at the expense of David Montgomery. We knew that was going to happen. But I have been surprised that he has not been more involved in the passing attack.
They tried to get him early, and a ball was underthrown. Was a nice play by Trubisky to extend a play going almost up to the point of the line of scrimmage, and then he underthrows the ball that a Broncos defender is able to wrestle away. I think it was Simmons who was able to wrestle it away from Cohen. I was expecting him to be more involved as well. It's a frustrating start, but we probably are rushing to judgment on this. I think all of us have rushed to judgment on this football season. We don't know what shape it's going to take after, another month of this. We'll see. I've been as guilty of it as anybody. Mitch Trubisky has been dreadful. I couldn't have imagined him playing this poorly in the first 2 weeks of the season. But it's far too early to say this is how they're going to have to win. They're going to have to be perfect defensively. They're going to have to run the ball, and they're going to have great kicking because the quarterback is absolutely terrible. I'm not ready to say that yet.
Neither am I. And listen, this season can still be a Super Bowl season. I believe that firmly. You should win in Washington. It's 2-1. You get the Vikings at home. You should win your division home games. The Packers just beat the Vikings at Lambeau. Like to think that you'd be able to win that game. It's a tough one, but if you can win that game, you're 3-1. Raiders at home, You're much better than the Raiders.
Raiders in London, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, a game that you're not giving up a home game, but yes, in London. Hopefully that's 4-1. You're much more talented there.
Then you got a five-game stretch with both L.A. teams, well, Philadelphia.
But you just got a huge break because there's the bye after the London game.
Right.
And you get the Saints at home. And Drew Brees is expected to be out for 6 weeks.
Yeah, the NFC South changed shape yesterday radically, didn't it?
It really did.
And it's probably going to be more than 6 weeks.
Exactly. So you've basically guaranteed that you're not playing Drew Brees. So you get the Saints at home off of a bye with Teddy Bridgewater and or Taysom Hill as their quarterback. There's a reasonable chance here that the Bears are 5-1. With a five-game winning streak heading into a home game against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's in play.
It is in
Absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely. No, I'm not.
I'm just saying, this is Bears Monday, man. You talk yourself into a little bit of therapy. You get removed from the game. You start seeing some optimism. Boomer Esiason said he expects 250 to 300 passing yards from Trubisky against Washington. Start to feel a little better about this thing.
You know what the Troopster has not done yet that we all, you know, like? It's a big part of his game.
Run?
Yes. He only had one rushing attempt yesterday. And again, we need to learn how to get down. That was problematic last year. He hurt himself once not making a very graceful slide. And you're going to get killed ultimately if that's the principal part of what you do. But it is a strength of Mitch Trubisky's, and I would love to see him take off just a little bit more than he has. Not 5-10 times a game, but I think he's only run twice this year.
Oh, my God. I thought he was going to do it on the 4th and 15 before the Robinson. I saw him running towards that yes. line of scrimmage. I was like, no, don't do it.
That's too far.
Tanny.
You will not have time left for that timeout if you spend.
Yeah. That was the first thing I thought, that he was going to run and like think it was third down and slide or something, like a slide out for a 9-yard gain yeah. on 4th and 15. And then I immediately rewound it because when he ran up to the ball, I thought that the hand motion, the first time I saw it, was him calling for a spike. But he was actually given the timeout yeah. signal. So his awareness was much better than I gave it credit for.
They were, you know, you take gifts when you receive them. And that was a gift. The roughing the passer call on Chubb that gave them extra yards. And I thought there was no way they're going to get that timeout called. I thought that could have gone the other way also.
It easily could have. There was definitive proof by way of a photograph that showed Robinson down in contact with the Broncos defender, 1 second left on the clock, Mitch calling a timeout, and the ref holding
up
his
hand. Well, the stadium clock's not the official clock, though.
But the ref is in the photo holding up his hand, okay. signaling the timeout, okay. looking at Trubisky. So you see the 1 second, and you see the referee in the shot. I retweeted it at Danny Parkins on Twitter if people want to check it out.
That's what I get for not following you.
Jason.
I mean, I follow you. I just don't always see.
It's okay. You're just not on Twitter that often. Jason is in Iowa. He's been waiting very patiently. We haven't taken a Bears Monday call in a minute. So, Jason in Iowa, you're on the score. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good, Jason. Thanks for hanging in there, dude.
Hey, I got a question for you. We've been hearing all this high-powered wide receivers at the beginning of the year or whatever. Is Nagy scared to have Mitch aired out? Where is that wide receiver? Awesome wide receiver from Alabama. That's supposed to be a stud. His brother plays at Atlanta Falcons wide receiver. I mean, is Nagy scared to have Mitch aired out? I thought I heard all high-powered offense with these awesome wide receivers. I'm not seeing it.
Riley Ridley.
Yeah, it's not Riley.
Is Mitch scared or is just how come Lamar Jackson can do it? How come Patrick Mahomes can do it? I don't understand it.
I know.
These are great.
These are the questions that try men's souls, Jason, really are. That's the thing. Whether you hit it or not, you have to at least once a half. Many guys would tell you more than that. You have to run a 9 route and stretch the defense just to show them that look. You have to do it. You have to throw it downfield. You can't play this horizontal bop forever.
You can't, and I think that Matt Nagy wants to do that. In fact, I know he does. He's said it before. They've tried it at points when
he's the guy calling the plays.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying in this game, he clearly didn't want to. He was not interested in this game. That was as conservative of a game plan as Matt Nagy is capable of deploying.
And to a very large extent, I'm proud of him for it. I think that that makes life easier on his quarterback when they're moving the chains and keeping the ball and running it. I still think you got to stretch the defense, though, a couple times a game.
I agree completely. I'm just saying this one was by design, and Nagy does believe in that big picture, but that was... That was let's win a game and not let Mitch lose it for us, because if Mitch loses us this game, we're going to lose him. That's what I thought that game plan was. We're going to do everything in our power to not put this game on Mitch Trubisky.
That's frightening.
Yeah, I agree.
If that's the mindset, that's frightening.
Don't, I mean, how else would you explain?
I don't think it's so much losing him as it is losing the game. You think it's more about protecting his fragile psyche?
I think it's about both. I think it's that they couldn't have the Bears lose that game because of Mitch going into another long week, national television, all of the speculation. They wanted to win that game in spite of its quarterback. I think the Carolina game that he won his rookie year when he had 7 pass attempts.
Yeah, completed 6 of them, too.
I think that was, I thought it was only 4.
Oh, it was 4.
Yeah, I think it was 4.
4 of 7, that's right.
I think Matt Nagy would have signed up for that before the game.
So would I.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I think he went into that game saying, I am going to do everything possible.
Actually, I wouldn't have. Not in year 3.
For a win, man, they needed a win badly.
Yeah. 120. They're averaging, what, 4.4 yards per pass attempt this season? Or 4.5?
That is correct.
Ooh, baby!
Yeah, 31st in the NFL. Sam Darnold, who played one game with mono.
Oh, boy. Adam Gase was not happy about that, if you guys saw that clip.
What is it?
Not much audio translating, but he's just like... Yeah, he's got mono.
He's not happy about mono. Okay, yeah. Well, I don't
not
think...
Not a football guy.
I don't think he got it intentionally. Man, that's tough. Let's go to Greg and Griffith on the score. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Happy Victory Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think that Nagy has found out something, that if you have a balanced football team, not just a balanced offense or just a balanced defense, that you can win in this NFL in the modern day with an old school approach, that you don't necessarily need an all-star quarterback to beat a good defense. If you attack the weaknesses of the other team, whether it be the DBs or the interior linemen, you can win. So in other words, if you have a weak defensive line you're going against, run the ball down their throat. You don't have to put it on Mitch Trubisky. If you have a weak backfield for defense, then you can throw the ball against them in a limited manner and still get enough points on the board to win with the defense that you have. Matt Nagy even spoke to it in an interview that he's drawing up plays from the 40s that's in his game package. So I don't think that you necessarily have to have the ultra quarterback like everybody's talking about in the NFL to win. That's why Nagy said, I can win with this kid.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the telephone call. You can't win consistently by doing it ugly anymore. You have to do it both ways. And it's factual to point out there have been some very meaningful, very low-scoring games in recent years. The Super Bowl put America to sleep because there weren't enough points put on the board. That was a taffy pull. It wasn't expected to be one, but it was. So it happens, but... You're not going to reel off division title after division title with a guy who's just an average quarterback or even worse than that.
Correct. You can win one Super Bowl with a bad quarterback. You can't be a dynasty without one.
And all we want is one.
Of course.
And, right now.
Whenever I say that, everyone's like, well, I just want one Super Bowl. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Mitch is your guy.
But the point is...
He's the everlasting gobstopper. One should be enough for anybody.
You could have had this defense with a competent rookie quarterback and be good for a long, long time. You know, when you asked Boomer, by the way, if that was possible, I was thinking 2015, the Broncos. Because they had Peyton Manning. So they weren't losing between the ears with their quarterback, but that was a noodle-armed Peyton Manning.
Especially the second half of the year.
That's what I'm saying.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
They did not get high-level quarterback play, but they had an incredible defense, so they won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So ipso facto, Mitch Trubisky is Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Or something like
okay.
that. All right, does that work? Grody in 20 minutes on the score.
There's a reason they call him Joe Cool. He's just back there. Pressure. Ha!
I laugh in the face of pressure, scrambling around. And I don't mean scrambling like scrambling. I mean step up with the pocket, people around you knowing, like instantly knowing where your outlet is. Philip Lindsay right there. He didn't look. He just knew Lindsay was out to his right, dumps him the ball, lets Lindsay do the rest.
Is there a reference in there that I missed?
Yeah, Mark Schlereth is quoting young Simba from Lion King when they were exploring the elephant graveyard. I laugh in the face of danger. He said it about pressure, but that's how he said it.
You miss our little Simba around here?
He leave yet for Philadelphia?
I think so. At some point, he'll be out of here. This segment is brought to you by ShootPointBlank.com. Looking for plumbing and heating supplies? Don't fumble away your time and money. For those other places, go to SupplyHouse.com. Next day delivery, industry low prices, and replacement parts you can't find anywhere else. SupplyHouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house. SupplyHouse.com.
You never did go see the live action version of The Lion King, did you?
Never did.
I didn't think so. That thing kind of came and went in a hurry, did it not? Oof.
It did.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the Aladdin, the live action with Will Smith, but that just hit my Xfinity On Demand recently. So
now's the time.
There will be a date night in our future where we stay in, order some delivery sushi, crack a bottle of wine, and have Perfect. Will Smith as the genie.
Perfect. Now, the Shawshank Redemption is celebrating its 25th anniversary in, I think, 9 days, 10 days. It's coming up at the end of the month.
When Eli leaves.
Yeah. It's going to be in theaters. And I plan to go see it.
Is it only in theaters for a day?
I think 2 or 3 days, depending on which outfit you're talking about. I think AMC's got a turn with it. There's a few others that have a turn with it.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I've seen it so many times that I don't know that that's going to get me to a theater.
Yeah, I understand. It's number one on my list, and I didn't see it in the theater when it was released. I don't know what I was doing in 1994 that had me so busy eating everything that wasn't tied down.
They serve you food in theaters.
Yes, they
do. It's not a good excuse.
Extra butter on my popcorn, sir. Are you going to eat that?
94, good year for film. You probably were at the theater all the time.
Yeah, Forrest Gump was 94, I think.
Yes, it was.
Did you guys see the USA Today article that I sent? It was a poor timing on my part.
It really was.
I sent right before the Bears game, but I knew if I don't send this now, I'll forget. But it was the people that could have been in Shawshank.
No, so, okay, I was like, Tanny, questionable timing. I'm going to forget about this with all this football that's about to happen. And then I forgot about it. So what happened?
Exactly. That's why I bring it up now.
Yeah.
So Brad Pitt was originally slated to be in the movie. He was supposed to play, you know, the character Mac that kind of springboards Andy's innocence, spoiler alert.
Tommy Rock and Roll. Yeah,
that was supposed to be Brad Pitt, but he had blown up so much off of Thelma and Louise, they didn't think they could secure him for that role. And also, one that I liked, the role of Boggs was originally supposed to be James Gandolfini.
Can
you imagine that?
I could be a friend of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, that might be the craziest casting what if I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
That is, still a great film. Really is. Wouldn't have ruined it. Okay.
Hard to get. I like that. Wow. Yeah, it's not so good. I'll work on my James Gandolfini as Boggs.
I'm glad you told us that's what that was.
Delahide. Is that was his name in The Departed? Delahunt?
Delahunt.
Delahunt for Muscle? Yeah.
Delahunt.
Yeah. He always dies.
How did I know where you were going to be? You gave me the wrong address.
Yeah, he bleeds well, doesn't he?
He gave him a great line in that movie, though. Wait, was he the one, anyone who doesn't look at us? That's a cop.
Yeah.
She's a cop.
Yeah, cop.
Cop.
What? Oh, God. Let's go to Evergreen Park. Brian's on the score. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love your show.
Thanks, you.
Brian, what's up?
I want everyone to take a deep breath and relax. You guys hit it right on the head earlier when you mentioned something about rushing the judgment. Everyone has to realize all the elite quarterbacks around the league had a practice or played in the preseason games and had time to throw to their receivers. And that's what I'm seeing the big problem with Trubisky right now. The game just looks fast to him. I want to wait till like the 5th, 6th game and then start judging him. If he still looks anxious in the pocket and overthrowing receivers and not seeing receivers, then I think we all should worry. But until then, even if you go back to the playoff game in the second half with Philadelphia, Trubisky was going through his reads. He looked more comfortable in the pocket, and he was very accurate. So he is capable of being an accurate quarterback. He just has to get some more games under his belt this year, and the game will slow down for him. I mean, that's so obvious to see.
Listen, that is a very optimistic and reasonable stance, and none of us have any choice. He's the quarterback as long as he's healthy for the rest of the year, so we're going to be watching and evaluating.
That's what, you know, what Brian is suggesting is what I'm hoping for, and I don't know. I've begun to wonder if the head coach is second-guessing himself. He wouldn't admit it if he were, but I wonder if he's second-guessing himself on not using Trubisky in the month of August.
Maybe. I think that Matt Nagy still will prioritize health over reps. I think it's the right decision. It's obviously a debate. Jared Goff didn't play at all in the preseason. He looks really good. He's a young quarterback. Matt Ryan played in the preseason, seemed unnecessary. He was awful in week one. I don't think that there is a direct translation from preseason to regular season performance. I
don't know. Boomer, what did Boomer say? 100 snaps in the preseason?
100
like
reps.
See him get 100 reps in the preseason? I don't know. I just know that they easily could be 0-2, and he would be the biggest reason why. And he was the guy who we most suspected wasn't up to the same standard as many of his teammates.
Listen, that's undeniable. Right now, bust is in play for Mitch Trubisky. But it's not a guarantee. It is still possible that with time and comfort and experience, Mitch Trubisky plays his way to the level that the Bears need, which is not Pat Mahomes. We want him to be Pat Mahomes. It's going to be painful for a decade that he's not Pat Mahomes. But with this team this year, they just need him to be average.
Can you do that for a brother?
Just be
average. Can you throw us a few 90 ratings along the way?
Don't suck out loud. Like, just be. Don't be an embarrassment. Look like you deserve to play in the NFL. That's all we need.
I just picture Matt Nagy rolling up to Mitch, like, in the meeting room. He's watching tape. Yeah, I'm going to need you to just be average, okay?
Right. It's Lundberg in Office Space. Yeah, exactly. Just don't be terrible. Allow Matt Nagy to call plays. Like RPOs, passes downfield, take shots. Have confidence that you're not going to screw it up and urinate down your leg.
That's all they're asking of you, kid.
It should be attainable.
Can you handle
three.
That?
Bears football. Get it while it's hot. Moby Ditka in the Goldfish Bowl next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.